My husband was working. He had been transferred to work at an orchard in Boonville. And I went back to school part-time, and then it became full-time. So for just those 3.5 short years, we were in Missouri and really enjoyed the change of culture because we were city kids, you know, from the city of Chicago, and came to fall in love with that area around the Missouri River, and just a complete change of pace. It was really some of the best times of our years growing and raising our daughter.
Do you have a memory? Can you share a story with me of those 3.5 years, something that happened here?
And at the university?
Yeah, some memorable event or a person who you crossed paths with that you, still continues to influence you or you keep in touch with?
Oh, my gracious. Yes. You know, when I think about the University of Missouri, the first thing that comes to mind is what a solid first-rate education I got there. And because I stayed in the profession of education my entire career, I had many opportunities to compare and contrast. And I think that high-quality experience was due to a great mentor I had who eventually became my dissertation supervisor. And he was just the ultimate professional. He modeled what it's to be like in higher education as a professor. He inspired excellence. I just through his teaching, through his performance, his research. Just he had everything going, and he as I say influenced my research, being my dissertation supervisor. And boy, did that put me in good stead for success in higher ed, you know, to ultimately attain tenure and promotion at three different institutions. So Dr. Jim Middleton, by the way, is his name. He's not too long ago passed away, but, oh, he was superb. And, you know, there was a constellation of all kinds of very good teachers in music theory and music history and that continued to deepen my understanding of music theory and literature. And because ultimately I stayed in that business, I drew upon that education over and over again. So, and I also would say even the education professors I had, because, you know, when I did my doctorate, I had a cognate in administration. And so those folks outside of the School of Music were just high quality, really good, solid teachers. And as I say, it served me well. So that's the first thing that came to mind when I, you know, when you called and invited me to participate in this interview as I was thinking back.
That is Dr. Margaret Marion. She retired as the Dean of the College of Fine Arts from Western Michigan University to be closer to her grandkids. Plural, right?
Right.
Yeah. And where did you retire to?
Plainfield, Illinois.
Outside Chicago?
Yes.
I'm interested in the transition, like how you went from music education to running the department.
Well, you know, I started out as a high school choral director here in the city of Chicago. And then I also taught at the junior high level, too. When I finished my master's, Dr. Middleton offered me an assistantship to teach methods courses to students taking the required course as an elementary school teacher. So it was that particular course. I think I taught two or three sections of it. It was quite... I even taught one in the Boot Hill, where I flew down on Monday nights with some med students and taught in, it was a agricultural center. That was a great experience, too. That experience of teaching prospective teachers kind of whet my appetite for higher education and the fact that I could shape the quality of what they did and ultimately the experiences of future students kind of put me on the track of, as an administrator, that, you know, the further you go there, the you have a different sphere of influence. And so going back to the classroom didn't seem to be the best way I could use the skills I had, because I felt successful. I had certainly lots of wonderful feedback. I think the department gave me an award for Teaching Assistant of the Year or something like that. When I went into higher ed and I did my experimental study, which was part of my dissertation my first year out, I had an opportunity to supervise student teachers. And then I was undergraduate and graduate coordinator. And then I was associate dean. So it just was like one step to another. And it came rather quickly. So it was a career path that I hadn't charted, you know, very carefully, but opportunities came my way. I think people saw a good match for my skill set and the institutional needs. So that's how it happened.
In the many years that you've been away from Mizzou and Columbia, have you kept in touch with any of your former colleagues?
Up until Dr. Middleton passed away, as I say, that was really recent, like a couple years ago. Every year, he and I would, you know, exchange letters and updates, a really fond relationship. For a number of years, this is another really cool experience I had. I'd been awarded the Paul Matthews Marshall Scholarship, and Mrs. Marshall invited me to her home to have tea. I mean, in the real old-fashioned grand style. And she presented me a copy of her late husband's book that he wrote. It was a music education publication. And afterwards, she's just such a lovely person. We kept in touch for probably 20 years until she passed away. She was such a gracious and generous person, another role model in my life, thanks to Mizzou.
That's Dr. Margaret Marion, retired higher education dean, got her master's in music education here at the University of Missouri-Columbia. She's been my guest this hour on Mizzou Music. Dr. Marion, thanks for making the time to visit.
My pleasure, Trevor. Thank you.